Wednesday in Sarasota. We're, as you saw, we just finished up our walkthrough out here, and we'll travel over on the bus and get ready for practice here in a little bit. So, questions?
No questions.
No good? Yeah. I know it's not going to be that easy.
A walkthrough on a tennis court, does that at all change things from what you guys were able to do over here?
We don't have like the markings of the field as far as alignments, things like that. That's the biggest change. So, you know, this is exactly what we did last year. So it's tried and true. We know what we're getting. And we don't have as lengthy of a walkthrough when we do it here. We get what we need to get here in a walkthrough mode, and then we'll put the rest in the body of practice.
What's been the role of the team? Obviously, now you've been around for a couple days.
Yeah. The mood?
Need to get
one of those old mood rings so we can check the mood, you know. I think our guys are ready to get going with the second half of the season. I mean, we've got a good group of guys. And I feel really good about this group of guys coming together for the second half run. They do so much behind the scenes, the operations set up and the work that they put in to allow us to come here and just do our jobs. You know, from the IT, getting all that stuff set up, the computers and all the things that we do, and the video department getting all the different equipment set up, transported and set up here. You know, all the things behind the scenes, you know, the meals and yesterday we had a recovery type day, and we had soft tissue therapists that were here and things like that. We've got a cryo chamber here. I mean, so we're pushing it. I mean, we're doing all the different things that we can do to look to gain an advantage. And so I give our operations crew a lot of credit. I give MD a lot of credit for supporting us and giving us the things that we need.
How's Seth feeling?
Better. Yeah, better. Better today. Hopefully we'll be able to get him out on the practice field a little bit, and should get stronger as the week goes on.
What does Marshawn give you guys now that he's back and after a week away? Kind of like dimensions.
Not the same as being a year away, but yeah. You know, look, he brings he's a physical guy. He brings passion for the game. So those are things that we welcome back. It really doesn't. I mean, it's similar to a guy getting injured for us. I mean, obviously for them, they don't have him at all anymore. But for us, we treat it very similarly to a guy that maybe was injured because it's going to be the next man up. Who do they have in their backfield? Is it going to be Williams? Who's going to get more turns, you know? And so that's – but their system's not going to change. I mean, they're not going to overhaul their system because of a player going down. So it's going to be – you know, we've got plenty of tape to study, and we'll adjust accordingly, but obviously they made that decision for what's best for their football team, and we recognize the adjustments that need to be made.
Corey James had 3 tackles for a loss Sunday.
Yeah.
What areas of growth have you seen from him as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I mean, Corey, there were some great examples of him, really going and attacking it and getting downhill and making some plays, and so that was excellent for us. He continues to grow in the position. He's been battling, to get himself healthy. I think he's probably closer to being where he'd like to be right now than he's been in a while. So that's good. But, as a guy with his ability, as it becomes clear and he's more sure and certain of where he's going, and certainly having a guy like Navarro next to him helps him, I think you'll continue to see those kind of plays being made.
You're obviously, Jack, locked into what you guys need to do here, but yeah. You're also an SC guy and a baseball guy. Game 7 prediction.
No, I'm not. I'm not a predictor of baseball. I've been enjoying it. My team's out. Been out for a long time. And so I just enjoy. I'm glad they're providing some entertaining games to watch. I mean, it's really been an exciting series. So yeah, I don't really have a vested interest in it.
Who's your team?
Huh?
Who's your team?
The A's are my team. All right. Yeah, I grew up an A's fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does John Feliciano provide? Just not only as a interior offensive lineman who can step in the way he did against Baltimore, but from a fullback standpoint, you guys have him on the special team as well. What does he bring to the team?
Well, John's a athletic big guy. He brings toughness. You know, he played right here where we're headed in at the University of Miami. He's versatile. He's played all along the offensive line. He's played tackle, he's played guard, he's played center. So he's very versatile. He's played fullback, he's played tight end. So he's a smart guy, he's a tough guy, and brings that great versatility.
Is he a starting caliber player? He felt that's something that he was able to show the league on against Baltimore.
Well, he got one grade. That week he was the highest rated guy in the league. So I think he showed that on that day that he was. And we like him. You know, we're glad we have him. We think we have a good group, and he's part of that group. And we like our guys.
You being with Luke at Florida, and here we are in Florida, and that's a few hours away, but does that proximity allow you to be in touch with him a little more? Are you going to get a chance to see him at all this week?
I hope to. We'll see how it goes. You know, he's got to take care of his business there with classes and whatnot, but hope I can get him down. Hope he can come see the game.
With respect to the callback, Carl Joseph?
We're hopeful. Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to try and practice a little bit today. We'll see how it goes and see how the week goes. But that's still a little bit of a question mark.